The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Rolien, good afternoon on such an auspicious eve. Tomorrow is the holiest of days for the Christian faith. It's Good Friday. It's the beginning of Pesach. We're in the midst of Ramadan. And for those that didn't know, today in Southeast Asia, they are celebrating the New Year, the Tamil-speaking Hindus. So really a very auspicious Thursday evening greeting to you.
Well, let me take this opportunity to wish our many Christian listeners a very, very blessed Easter. And we also have a lot of Muslim listeners. So I want to wish them Ramadan Mubarak or Ramadan Kareem. And of course, for everybody else, Chag Pesach Sameach. Just in case we don't get to it at the end, I know everybody's frantically cleaning and cooking and panicking, just as we are doing right here in the Holy Land.
And a Happy New Year to our Tamil listeners as well. I didn't even know that there were so many things happening at once worldwide. Of course, there's a lot happening in Israel, not all good at all. It was another tense night of counter-terror operations. The IDF are believed to have caught a cell that was planning a terror attack during Passover. What are the latest developments on this particular story, Rolien?
So it has been a very, very tense 24 hours since we spoke last. In fact, news breaking several minutes ago that Mahmoud Abbas, he's the president of the Palestinian Authority, has called for an emergency leadership meeting with his cabinet. That will be on Sunday, 3 days from now. But it has been very, very tense. At least 5 Palestinians have been killed in clashes with security forces. This is as they continue their counter-terror raids, arresting anybody who is tied to planning or carrying out terror attacks as well as incitement campaigns. Now, the incident you're talking about the troops surrounding a building, this was last night in the town of Silwad, just north of Ramallah. A suspected terror cell member hiding out there. Troops surrounded the building and asked him to come out. He eventually did and was arrested and led us to find this terror cell that had been planning attacks over Passover. We can't forget the bombing that took place in Netanya 2 decades ago during the second intifada that saw over 20 people killed in a murderous homicide attack. Last night, a Jew taking a wrong turn into Bethlehem was almost lynched, his vehicle set on fire. Thank goodness he managed to escape. But also extreme on the other side as well. 4 extremist Jews arrested earlier today after planning to sacrifice an animal, a goat, on the Temple Mount, which would have really, really escalated tensions and perhaps could have taken us into a horrendous, horrendous situation similar to what we saw last year. They were arrested. The goat escaped unharmed, thank goodness. But this has also prompted factions in the Gaza Strip led by Hamas to talk about whether or not they need to get involved. Hamas calling on Palestinians to go in their vast numbers to the Al-Aqsa Mosque tomorrow for Friday midday prayers, saying that they need to defend Al-Aqsa. Now, I want to be very, very clear, the status quo on the Al-Aqsa Mosque is calm at the moment. There has been a calm throughout Ramadan where there have been clashes, have been at Damascus Gate, and now as we see in places like Jenin. And Jenin is very, very precarious. It is a town where the Palestinian Authority, who do control the town or the city, have absolutely lost control. So that's the situation there. But it's not all shocking. We have had a study conducted by an institution wanting to know what the Arab-Israeli society, or what their response is to the recent increase in violence, and the study has concluded that the majority say that they are appalled by the violence, that those who are committing acts of violence, rioting, throwing Molotov cocktails, defacing a property do not represent the majority of Arab society, who just want to get on with their lives peacefully and be part of the country.
Moving on to international relations, Turkey and Israel relations soured for a while but seem to be warming up again. But there seems to be a caveat attached to this. The Turkish foreign minister says that these ties are dependent on Palestinian rights. What kind of ties are warming up? What can we see happening between Israel and Turkey? And what are your thoughts on what the Turkish foreign minister says regarding Palestinian rights?
Well, this is very interesting because this was an interview with Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu with the Times of Israel. Now, he is due here next month. He's going to meet with our Foreign Minister Yair Lapid. They're going to discuss, you know, re-establishing ambassadors in Ankara and in Tel Aviv. Turkey at the moment have their embassy in Tel Aviv. They don't have it in Jerusalem. And ties over, I'd say, the last 10 years or so have been significantly cooler than they had been previous to that. Various events, the most notorious of which was the Mavi Marmara, where a flotilla set out for the Gaza Strip. Subsequently, after the investigations were concluded, we know that the intention was to supply weapons contraband, that's the word I was looking for, Chad, to terror entities within the Gaza Strip. The situation aboard the Mavi Marmara when our troops boarded got extremely, extremely combative, and a number of Turkish nationals were killed. There also has been an exchange of harsh language between Erdogan and our former Prime Minister Netanyahu. However, in the last year, relations between the two countries have warmed up significantly. We had the policy of quiet diplomacy that Prime Minister Bennett and the government undertook when we had two Israelis suspected of spying, and to secure their release, our president Isaac Herzog visited Turkey, went to the capital, Ankara, last month, an absolute historic visit. And we have rumors that our prime minister will also be visiting. So relations are significantly warming up. However, Cavusoglu said, you know, we are seeking to establish a sustainable relationship. And since 1949, our relations have had their ups and downs. And he says, I can tell you that those were due to the violations of Palestinian rights and not due to the problems in our bilateral relations. And he says, we expect the Israeli side to respect the international law on the Palestinian issue for a sustainable relationship, which I think is very, very loaded words without taking into account the amount of times Israel has tried to sue for peace and made overtures towards the Palestinians. And he has taken out or ignored, you know, issues like incitement and calls for terror, which we are seeing happening at the moment, not to mention the wave of terror that we are enduring. So it's going to be quite an interesting meeting between him and our foreign minister. And I'd be very, very interested to be a fly on the wall there.
Let's move on to what's happening right now in terms of the religious coming together in the world at this point. It's quite unbelievable how all the world's religions seem to have come together at this point in time. It would be so nice to see them coming together on other things as well. Tomorrow night, the Jews start to celebrate Pesach. Tomorrow is also Good Friday for the Christian faith. Sunday is Easter Sunday. It's also currently Ramadan. So it's a busy time for these three Abrahamic faiths. And I believe it's also a busy time for your president. So two questions here. What has your president been up to? And to end off on the show, tell us how you and your fellow Israelis are preparing for Pesach.
Well, the president has been very busy. He has been hosting iftar. He hosted iftar, which is the daily meal which breaks the fast during the month of Ramadan at his residence in Jerusalem. There were a number of foreign dignitaries and ambassadors, including ambassadors from the United Arab Emirates, Spain and Morocco, Egypt. Very, very beautiful to see this happening. There were soccer stars, there were law enforcement, there was Arab-Israeli civil society, there were religious leaders. It was truly, truly great to see this. He spoke very, very movingly about how he finds Ramadan to be a beautiful month, a moving month, and that he sees and he feels the spiritual significance. Now, tomorrow night, he will host, apart from his family, he will host lone soldiers. These are soldiers that come to Israel without any family here for them, as well as Ukrainian refugees for Pesach Seder. We only do one night here in Israel. We call it Lila Seder, Seder night. As you can imagine, there is frantic cleaning and cooking happening at the moment as everybody prepares. If you are lucky enough to be in Jerusalem this time of the year, it is extraordinarily beautiful to see how the three Abrahamic faiths come together. You will hear the calls to prayer for Muslims. You will hear the church bells calling the faithful for Good Friday, for Easter Sunday, and all the traditional rituals carried out around there. Very, very beautiful in the Old City. And of course, during the time of Pesach, we have the Birkat Kohanim, the blessing of the high priests, the Kohanim, converging on the Kotel Plaza. And of course, for 2 years, we have been restricted and separated from our families, not being able to have these incredibly special times together. So it's a very, very special time. Tomorrow, we will have final Birkat Chametz, the checking for Chametz in and around our homes. And people will take their chametz, their bread, their cereal, their leavened items out to designated areas to burn it. So very, very festive. This is Israel. I love it this time of the year. And it's also for Israelis the start of spring. Pesach heralds the start of spring. So it's all good all the way around.
Chag Sameach to you, my friend, and happy spring day. I'm looking forward to our chats in the future.
Me too. But blessed Easter to you. Chag Sameach, Ramadan Mubarak. Happy Tamil New Year, everybody.
That was Rolene Marks, live from Israel with the Israel Report.